how to start investing or how to start building an investment portfolio if you have no money at all. See, people complain that, okay, I want to invest in stocks, equity markets, but where does the money come from? I mean, I'm not able to save money. Where will the money come from? So in this video, what I have done is I want to share with you 7 hacks which you can use in your normal life to start building an investment portfolio. And have a look at these 7 hacks. Anybody can implement them in their life and see how you can proceed with this and start building your investment portfolio. Even if your investment portfolio is small, at least you have something which you can call as an asset, because it will not only give you return in the form of cash flow or dividends, the value of that investment is also likely to grow if you have that investment portfolio. So here are the 7 hacks which I wanted to share with you. I personally have used them in my life, so I jotted them down and I wanted to discuss this with you. So number 1, get rid of already finished books. So recently I donated 63 books. I had accumulated a lot of books, fiction, non-fiction, which I had read already. And once I finish reading a book, chances are very low that I will pick that book up again and start reading it. There are very few books which I have read twice or thrice. So out of 63 books, I would say around 55 books I wouldn't read twice. So once I have read that book, then that book is of no utility to me. So I decided that I will sell off these books. Then I decided, who cares, who has the time to sell these books, let me just give it away. However, if I would have, let's say, decided to sell those books to a bookstore, secondhand bookstore, or maybe on sites like OLX, probably it would have taken me a couple of months or 3 months to sell all of those 63 books. And assuming, let's say, I put a price of 100 rupees per book, whatever the price of each book is, I sell each book for 100 rupees. So if I would have done that, I would have collected around 6,300 rupees, assuming all books were sold. 6,300 rupees, that is the amount of money that was already stuck in these books. Now, if I take that money and invest in the stock market, say I buy shares of Castrol, which is a lubricant oil company. This is not a recommendation, but let's say I buy Castrol, for which the price of one share is, I think, 100 rupees. So I can buy 63 shares with that amount of money that I've raised by selling books which were already, I was already done with them. I did not need my resources. My money was tied up in those books. I freed up that money and bought these shares. So what I'm trying to say here is that it is an efficient allocation of resources, because anyways those books were like a sunk cost. The money was already gone. I was at least able to salvage 6,300 rupees, and now I have something which I can call as an asset, because it not only gives a 5% dividend, but it has the potential to increase in market value as well. So that's an asset. A stock is an asset. So I have converted something that was lying idle into an asset, even though the amount is small. But with small amounts of money, over a period of time, it grows to a level which becomes a significant portion of your portfolio. So even if the investment is just 100 rupees, at least you have a portfolio to talk about, right? So that is one. Get rid of all already finished books. In Hindi, there is a saying that bund bund se ghada bharta hai. It means every drop of water counts. If you are trying to fill a jar with water, if you use drops of water, every drop of water counts. Eventually, the jar will be filled with water, right? Similarly, in your investments, even though the investment is a small amount right now, it has the potential to grow over a period of time. So don't underestimate these techniques. That 6,300 can, over a period of time, would become, if it goes 100x, it might become 6 lakh rupees. So which is a good amount? Okay. Number two, avoid impulse purchases. So for example, let's say I want to buy a dustbin for, I want to put that dustbin next to my study table. If I just hold myself back for a moment and think about how many dustbins are there in my house, I might find maybe two or three dustbins which are already there. So I can hold myself back from doing these impulse purchases online. I can look at the price of the dustbin, let's say 700 rupees. And I might say, wait a minute, instead of buying a dustbin for 700, why not buy those shares of Castrol, which is costing 100 rupees per share. So I might add 7 more shares to my already bought 63 shares. So 63 plus 7 now becomes 70 shares. So avoiding impulse purchases and using that money which I have chosen not to spend, using that money to accumulate an asset, is that not a great financial strategy? Do you think that it will help grow your investment portfolio over a period of time? If you start doing these small hacks in your house, you don't have to go anywhere for this. Number three, invest your monthly interest payments. If you have a savings account in a bank, you will notice that every quarter or every month, depending on the type of account you have, you will notice interest credits. That is the money that the bank is giving you. It's not your money. It's the bank giving you for the money, whatever little money you have in the account. Use that money and invest it in stocks that you like, or invest it in an asset which can give you cash flow in the future. Agreed, the amounts are going to be small, but as I said, even every drop counts if you're trying to fill that jar. Number four, invest unexpected cash inflow. Let's say you receive some income tax refund, or you get some bonus from your office which was totally unexpected. If when you receive that money, assume that you never got that money and directly divert it to stocks or whatever assets you want to invest in. So maybe you got a bonus of 10,000 rupees and that's 100 shares of Castrol. Think about it in this way. Castrol is just an example that I'm giving because of the price per share is very low and it's a high quality company. So it's just an example, but think about how you can start accumulating shares of a high quality company which is debt free and which has got a lot of cash on the balance sheet. So if you start approaching your investment portfolio this way, as I said, every drop counts. Number five, sell the stuff that you don't need. Maybe you have a painting, or maybe you have a suitcase, or maybe you have some extra furniture. You don't need all of this. Just sell it away, garage sale, whatever they call it. Whatever money comes in, put it in Castrol. That's what I'm trying to say here. This is about efficient allocation of resources. You are converting something that is already dead, you are salvaging something out of it, and then you are converting that into an asset which might potentially be life-changing for you in the future. Imagine if you would have done all these seven hacks 15 years ago in your life, and if you would have continued doing this, right now your portfolio would have been huge, right? Number six, deposit change in the bank. Look at your house, how much amount of coins or these small notes are lying here and there under the sofa, under the mattress, whatever. Take all of that change, go to the bank, deposit it, digitalize it, take that money out, put it in stocks, dividend paying stocks, because anyways that money you are not using because it was getting accumulated in your house anyway. So deposit that change in the bank and invest it. Assume that you never found it. Okay. And last, invest your Amazon refunds. So for example, you buy something on Amazon, you don't like the product, you receive it, you don't like the product, you return it. What happens after you return the product? You get a refund. Now, when you get that refund, assume that you never got that refund, right? Assume that you bought that product, because anyways you are willing to spend, psychologically you are willing to spend that much amount of money. But now that you have that money back, rather than keeping it idle in the bank, why not invest it and convert it into an asset? When that asset starts generating cash flow, use that cash flow to buy more assets or buy the things that you have always wanted to buy. Anyways, these are 7 hacks that I wanted to discuss with you. Number 1, get rid of already finished books. Number 2, avoid impulse purchases. Number 3, invest monthly interest payments. Number 4, invest unexpected cash flow. Number 5, sell the stuff that you don't need. Number 6, deposit the change in the bank. And number 7, invest your Amazon refunds. Thank you so much.